Oppenheimer was a senior professor with a fairly prominent public persona. He was giving speeches on political issues and signing public petitions. His name appeared on occasion in the local newspapers. San Francisco was then a fiercely polarized city. The longshoremen strikes in particular had hardened the political extremes on both the left and the right. And when the conservative backlash began, Oppenheimer was sensitive to the effect, or potential effect, of his political activities on the reputation of the university. Indeed, in the spring of 1941, he confided to his Caltech colleague Willie Fowler that, "I may be out of a job, because UC is going to be investigated next week for radicalism, and the story is that the committee members are no gentlemen and that they don't like me." "The University of California was an obvious target," observed Martin D. Kamen, a former graduate, "and Oppenheimer was very prominent because he was quite vocal and active. He would occasionally get somewhat alarmed about what was happening, and maybe he'd have to draw his horns in and he would become quiet. Then when something happened to provoke him, he became active, so he wasn't consistent." In contrast to Chevalier's assertions about Oppenheimer's communist sympathies in 1940, other friends saw Oppie become disillusioned with the Soviet Union. By 1938, American newspapers regularly reported on the wave of political terror orchestrated by Stalin against thousands of alleged traitors within the Soviet Communist Party. "I read about the purge trials, though not in full detail," Robert wrote in 1954, "and could never find a view of them which was not damning to the Soviet system." While his friend Chevalier gladly signed a statement in the April 28, 1938 Daily Worker commending the Moscow trial verdicts against Trotskyite and Bukharinite traitors, Oppenheimer never defended Stalin's deadly purges. In the summer of 1938, two physicists who had spent several months in the Soviet Union, George Plaschek and Viktor Weisskopf, visited Oppie at his ranch in New Mexico. Over the next week, they had several long conversations about what was taking place there. "Russia is not what you think it is," they told an initially skeptical Oppenheimer. They talked about the case of Alex Weisberg, an Austrian engineer and communist who was suddenly arrested merely for associating with Plaschek and Weisskopf. "It was an absolutely scary experience," Weisskopf said. "We called up our friends and they said they didn't know us." Weisskopf told his friend, "It's worse than you can imagine. It's a morass." Oppie asked probing questions that showed how disturbed he was by their reports. 16 years later, in 1954, Oppenheimer explained to his interrogators, "What they reported seemed to me so solid, so unfanatical, so true, that it made a great impression. And it presented Russia, even when seen from their limited experience, as a land of purge and terror, of ludicrously bad management and of long-suffering people."